There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Let's begin in the United States, where the Tennessee General Assembly has enacted legislation to address anti-Semitism in educational settings, as reported by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. The bill, supported by Republican lawmakers Rusty Grills and Paul Rose, passed the House 79-11 and the Senate 29-1 and is now awaiting Governor Bill Lee's approval. The legislation incorporates the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism into state education policies, mandating that public schools and higher education institutions include it in their anti-discrimination guidelines. Tennessee, which adopted the IHRA definition in May 2022, now joins 36 other U.S. states in this initiative. Staying in the United States, and a New York City public schools newsletter was recently circulated highlighting a controversial Stop Genocide Gaza toolkit. The letter instantly sparked concern and backlash within the Jewish community, and the school system instantly issued an apology, recognizing the distress caused by the content, which promoted protests against Israel and support for the Boycott, Divest, Sanctions BDS movement. Melissa Aviles-Ramos, Chancellor of New York City Public Schools, which is the largest school system in the nation, acknowledged the serious oversight, stating that the link was promptly removed upon discovery and an investigation is underway. She stressed a commitment to enhancing material vetting protocols whilst reaffirming a focus on respect and safety for all students. The Israeli Education Ministry has announced that it will soon introduce a program aimed at supporting youth from evacuated northern communities. This initiative is part of a larger effort to rebuild the region and focuses on three key areas, that is, enhancing informal education with a budget of 16 million shekels for activities like team building and resilience training, funding informal educational frameworks, including youth and Torah study groups with 19 million shekels, and renovating educational facilities, allocating 32 million shekels. Education Minister Yoav Kish emphasized education's role in community recovery, while Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich highlighted the importance of collaborating with civil society organizations for effective reconstruction. In the United Kingdom, Jewish-affiliated companies are shifting their approach to corporate volunteering and social responsibility, viewing it as essential for both business and employees rather than just a goodwill activity. Rachel Lazarus of the Jewish Volunteering Network, JVN, notes a growing trend towards sustained partnerships as opposed to one-off events, influenced by Gen Z's demand for corporate responsibility embedded in progressive company culture. Elisa Bayer, a strategic consultant and co-chair of JVN's awards committee, supports this by highlighting the importance of long-term business beneficial impact. Firms like Brown & Brown also recognize that community engagement enhances value for employees whilst benefiting society and improving business outcomes and progress. And finally, Agam Berger, a freed hostage and violinist, recently performed with the Luyehi Orchestra in Jerusalem, an ensemble comprising professional and amateur musicians aiming to promote equality and unity through music. The orchestra, which played for hostages' release, honored Berger's return, having been freed in January amid a ceasefire deal. During their concert, they opened with an arrangement of the 1973 song Luyehi, conducted by Michael Wolper. Looking ahead, the orchestra plans further performances and to establish a YouTube channel with aspirations to play at the president's residence while advocating for the return of all hostages. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.